The National Endowment for the Humanities is supporting an effort to record oral histories and digitize records on Indigenous boarding schools. It is contributing $4 million to ensure that stories from descendants and survivors can educate future generations. The National Endowment for the Humanities and the U.S. Department of the Interior announced a partnership on Wednesday. The effort is an extension of a tour launched by the Interior Department to hear often traumatic stories from Native Americans, Alaska Natives and Native Hawaiians who were sent to U.S.-funded boarding schools. A report last year found that the federal government supported more than 400 schools that sought to civilize Indigenous students. A photographer's decade-long 600,000-mile journey shows Indigenous life in a new book. Matika Wilbur, a Swinomish and Tulalip tribal member, set out in 2010 to photograph 562 Native American tribes in the U.S. Her book, Project 562, was released on Wednesday. KIPI Radio will be giving the book away this summer during various radio contests. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.